I'd like to use this topic at session 3, building the foundation of Christian life for mutual encouragement.
我想要用使徒行传第三章这个建立基督徒的生活基础来作为彼此的勉励。
This morning we talk about what did the apostle and disciple possess the qualities so that they're able to break through the difficulty inside and outside of them.
在早上我们查考了使徒们如何来保守他们的生活。
And in last pair, we discussed that Peter, through the movement of the Holy Spirit, also through what he experienced, he testified to the people mightily.
之前我们才刚刚讨论到彼得借由圣灵的感动，借由神给他的教导来，他彰显了大大的能力来教导人。
Bible recorded that 3,000 people received water baptism.
圣经里面记载了3000个人接受了洗礼。
This is like a plant, you know, sprouted, break from the shell, and then push up the soil and sprouted, and it shows a sign of green leaf.
这个就像一个植物，它发芽生长，大大的生长出来。
But when it sprouted, also immediately you need to have a root to support what what's up there.
当它发芽结发芽生长的时候，也一样同时需要有根来兼顾它。
So let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
我们来翻开《使徒行传》第二章，
verse 42 to 47.
《使徒行传》二章42节到46节。
To 47到47节。Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
使徒行传二章42节。
To 47到47节。 Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
使徒行传第二章42节。
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Verse 43.
43节。
Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Verse 44.
44.
Now all who believed were together and had all things in common. Verse 45.
45节.
And sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone has need. Verse 46.
46节.
So continually, daily, with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with thanksgiving and simplicity of heart. Verse 47.
47节.
Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Here record how the 3,000 people, after receiving water baptism, how they lived their life.
这边记载了3000个人接受洗礼之后，他们是过了怎么样的生活？
These 3,000 people just received water baptism, and they have a new life.
这3000个人刚刚接受了洗礼，他们才开始的新的生命。
There need to be some kind of principle, also people to take care of them, so or else their new life was quickly die away.
所以他们需要一些原则，需要有一些人来带领他们，所以能够让他们能够去面对新的生命。
And to take care of 3,000 people is not an easy case.
要能够照料3000个人不是一件容易的工作。
Sometimes we have family member, have a couple members, it's already difficult to take care.
有时候我们已经有少数几个信徒，但是已经让我们感到很困难了。
So if they did not do a good job, the church will be chaotic.
如果他们没有办法照料好信徒，那么教会会陷入混乱。
And very soon the 3,000 people will disperse and maybe lost all of them.
也许这3000个人可能就会分散，甚至全部都离世。
So in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, they recorded four things that they did.
所以在使徒行传2章42节这边提到了几件他们做的几件事。
How they built up the foundation of Christian life.
他们如何建立基督徒生活的根基。
And from verse 43 to verse 47, recorded the seven results.
在43节到47节记载了七件他们的有记载的七件的事情。
Recorded seven results of their Christian life because of they finished building up the foundation of Christian life.
在43节提到他们是如何来建立基督徒的生活，所以在43节到47节提到了七个结果，是关于他们如何建立基督徒生活之后的结果。
Let's look at the first result.
我们来看第一个结果。
Recording verse 43.
在第43节。
It says, "Then fear came upon every soul."
在43节提到众人都惧怕。
This kind of fear is like people respected these Christians.
所以这边的惧怕指的是这些他们 对于他们身为基督徒的身份感到尊敬。
These Gentiles or the unbelievers feel like these people are different.
所以这些外邦人们觉得这些人是不，这些基督徒是不一样的。
Different in a good way.
是他们不一样，因为他们有好的行为。
The Gentile, the unbeliever feel like these people are holy.
这些外邦人觉得这些信徒们是圣洁的。
Are wise.
并且是有智慧的。
They love each other.
他们彼此相爱。
They're very united.
他们彼此，他们同心合意。
And these people is not the people you want to pick on.
所以这些人不是你们想要去对抗的。
So that's the impression that these Christians have upon the unbelievers.
所以这样的印象。这样对基督徒的印象就这样，就像在烙印在这些不信的人的身上。
Let's put a bookmark here.
我们在这边放一个书卷在这。
Let's look at Second Chronicle chapter 17.
我们来看列
历代志下
17章。
Second Chronicle chapter 17, verse 9 and 10.
我们来看历代志下十七章。
Verse 9 and 10.
第九节到第十节。
Second Chronicle.Chapter 17, verse 9 and 10.
历代志下十七章第九节第十节。
Second Chronicle, chapter 17, verse 9 and 10.
历代志下十七章第九节第十节。
So they taught in Judah and had the book of the law of the Lord with them. They went throughout all the cities of Judah and taught the people. Verse 10.
第十节。
And the fear of the Lord fell on all the kingdoms.Of the lands that were around Judah, so that they did not make war against Jehoshaphat.
第九节，他们带着主神的律法书走遍犹大各城，教训百姓。十节，主神使犹大四围的列国都甚恐惧，不敢与约沙法征战。
King Jehoshaphat sent people to teach the people the way of the Lord.
所以约沙法派人四处行走来。教导神的律法。
And Bible records that the people around them become fearful of them.
所以圣经记载四围的列国都甚恐惧。
Because they discover that these people are different because due to the word of God.
他们发现这些百姓他们不一样，因为他们有神的话语。
And people respected them or feared them is a sign that God abides with them.
他们尊敬他，甚至恐惧他们，因为他们有神的同在。
In the Bible, we can see many incidents when God abides with certain people. Other people feared them or respected them.
在圣经里面，我们可以看到许多例子。当一个人有神的同在的时候，周遭的人就会尊敬他，甚至恐惧他。
So this is the first thing that they experienced. They have God's abidance and people respected them.
所以这边就是第一个，就是神与他们同在，所以众人都恐惧。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 2.
我们翻回来《使徒行传》第二章
verse 43, the second part.
来四十三节的第二个部分。
And second part, it says that many wonders and signs were done through the apostle.
四十三节的第二个部分，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹。
Not just believers, but also unbelievers witnessed the power of God be manifested.
不仅仅只是信徒们，甚至是非信徒们，他们也目睹了这些神迹。
Because of this miracle and sign, the believers and believer have received the grace of God.
因为这些奇事神迹，所以信徒们以及非信徒们，他们都领受到了神的慈爱。
They also experienced the power of God.
他们都体验到了神的大能。
So this is the second characteristic that they encounter.
所以这个就是第二件他们所遇到的事。
Let's look at the third result.
那我们再来看第三个结果。
From verse 44 to verse 45, it really showed that they love each other.
所以从44节跟45节，我们可以看到信徒们真的是彼此相爱。
It's like a family.
就像一个家庭。
They have all things in common.
他们有共通的事。
I'm sure that if our son, right, over age 18, he needs to drive a car, right, to buy something. Drive dad's car to buy something.
所以比如说当我们的小孩如果到了18岁以后他们需要也开车出去买东西
I'm sure that Deacon Shea will not say No, you cannot, that's my car
那可能谢执事就会说这你不可以这样子因为这是
我的车 He will not say that
你不会这样说
We're family, go ahead
你是我的家人那你就去吧、
So in this whole context they share everything in common Nobody say this is mine, don't touch it
所以这边呢他们彼此分享东西 不会说这是我的不要碰它
You know, throughout the history, there are some people have the concept of communism. They want to achieve what Bible records through human way.
所以在圣经里面，我们看到有许多人，他们想要用他们自己的方法来能够来达到神的目标。
But the real problem is people are selfish.
但是问题在于这些人是自私的。
So they say, your thing is mine.
所以他们说你的东西是我的。
But the problem is my thing is not yours.
但是问题是我的东西不是你的。
So it creates a lot of chaos.
所以产生了许多的混乱。
So they really able to achieve this through the Spirit of God.
所以他们能够达到这样的目标。
Let's look at four results.
我们来看第四个结果。
They had joy in their lives.
他们在他们的 生活中充满着喜乐。
They were happily, you know, gathered together to have fellowship and service.
他们怀着欢喜的心一起崇拜赞美。
No matter where they go, either home or outside.
无论是在家或是在外。
You see, that's the fourth characteristic. They have joy.
我们可以看到他们充满着喜乐。
Fifth,
第五点。
First part of verse
47. 47节前半段。
They were praising God.
他们赞美神。
Because what? They feel with thanksgiving.
他们充满着感谢。
Their eyes are open and saw how God is good to them.
他们眼睛明亮，所以他们能够看见神的。
And they praise God is because the joy in their heart overflow.
所以他们喜乐满意，能够来赞美神。
The second part of verse 47 records.
四十七节后半段这样记载着。
Having favor with all the people.
得众民的喜爱。
It means that people like them.
所以这边提到大家都喜欢他们。
These people have good reputation among the unbelievers.
这些人在外邦人之间有好的名声。
And the last one is that the Lord increased, their numbers.
所以在最后这边提到他们的信徒增加。
Not just outsider, even the insider can sense that the church is growing.
不只是外面的人，甚至是里面的人都能够感受到信徒增加。
And all these seven results are due to verse 42. They did the four things.
所以这一切的结果都是因为在四十二节他们做了四件事情。
So today, in other words, if we take away verse 42.
所以换句话说，如果我们把第四十二节拿掉的话
，there will not be Verse 43 to verse 47.
如果我们把四十二节拿掉的话，就不会有四十三节到四十七节。
If we take verse 42 away,
如果我们把四十二节拿掉
，what will happen?
会发生什么事呢
？First,
第一点
，people will not be afraid of Christians.
所以众人就不会对基督徒感到惧怕。
In fact, people will despise Christians.
甚至众人会歧视基督徒。
These Christians are no different than me. In fact, even worse.
这些基督徒与我没什么不同，甚至比我还糟糕。
Second,
第二点
，the believer cannot experience the power of God, nor the unbelievers.
无论是信徒或非信徒，他们都没有办法体验到神的能力。
Third,
第三点
，these believers will always fight with each other.
所以这些信徒们都会彼此相争。
No love, not like a family.
没有爱，不像一个家庭。
Fourth,
第四点
，there will be no joy.
没有喜乐。
There will lots of sorrow.
会有很多的痛苦。
And hatred.
并且痛恨。
The fifth,
第五点。
They will not be praising God. They will be cursing men, cursing God.
他们不会赞美神，甚至是诅咒神。
And cursing men,
甚至是诅咒人。
Complain against God and men, a lot of bitterness.
他们反抗人，反抗神。
Six,
第六点。
They will be hated by people, not liked by people.
他们不会得众民的喜爱，而是得众民的
憎恨。Last one is that their number will decrease.
他们的信徒会减少。
So this is the importance of verse 42. If we take away, these things will happen.
所以如果没有第四十二节，或是我们把第四十二节拿掉的话，刚刚讲的这些事情都会发生。
Let's look at our life.
我们来看我们的生活。
Our life right now is not like recorded verse 43 to 47.
我们来看看我们的生活是否就像四十三节到四十七节这样记载的。
It's not.
不是这样子。
But then at the same time, we are not that bad too. We're not like number decrease. We just don't grow that much. We also sometimes fighting, but not major.
那当然，我们现在的状况不像这边记载的这么完美。当然，可能信徒没有增加这么快，也可能也会有一些小小的争吵，但是至少不会太糟糕。
So why is it? It's because we practice what.These four things recorded in verse 42, but we don't practice fully.
所以意思就是说，我们虽然有在实行第四十二节所教导的，但是还不够完全。
We need to really practice, pursue to practice verse 42.
所以我们要竭力来追求四十二节所给我们的教导。
Or else our life would not be any different from a Gentile and believers.
否则我们的生活就会与外邦人无异。
I'm sure that many of us have lived, like unbelievers' life before.
我相信我们在座的人可能有很多人都在过去是活得像一个外邦人一样的生活
or had known some unbeliever how they live their life or what kind of problem they encounter
就像一些不信的人一样他们会遇到一样的问题
right now a lot of unbelievers right they have a lot of family problems like children have addictions even adults have addictions
所以像现在的许多的不信的人他们可能有许多的问题比如说是家庭的问题
A lot of family, the children playing games, husband play gamble or smoke or has some bad habits
有一些坏习惯比如说小孩喜欢玩电动玩具可能父亲喜欢赌博抽烟
And then there's a husband and wife argued
可能夫妻之间有争吵
And then the parents argue with the children, children argue with the parents
所以父母 以及子女之间互相争吵
And the people of this world is always pursuing money, wealth, glory
而这个世界上的人只是努力地追求名利
And in work, right, people play politics, hate each other there's no joy, no glorifying God in the work
所以不信主的人他们在工作之间彼此竞争彼此怨恨他们没有喜乐他们不重要
because they do not have verse 42
因为他们没有像四十二节这边提到的
really they come back home what their husband do
当一个丈夫他回到家的时候他做什么事呢
a lot of husband watch TV
所以很多丈夫呢他就在看电视
or some people render a lot of video right come back home and watch until midnight or maybe late at night
所以可能有些人就是家里有许多的电视影集所以看到半夜
Some people go out to play pool or have fun with friends drinking, eating
可能有些人出去玩乐去打撞球去喝酒
The wife go shopping
这太太呢就出去购物
And the kids are watching TV or playing games
可能小孩在家里就是看电视打电动
No time to practice verse 42
没有时间去实行四十二节所提到的
And todayWe do practice a little bit, but not fully.
但是今天我们多少有实行的一些，但是还不够完全。
So depend how much we practice. You know, the more we practice, the more we experience the seven blessings, the seven results recorded in verse 43 to verse 47.
所以，如果我们越能够实行在四十二节所说的这些东西的话，我们就能够像得到像在四十七节这边提到了许多的祝福。
And so let's examine verse 42. What did they do to receive the seven blessings?
所以在四十二节，他们是怎么样做，所以能够得到这七件祝福呢？
First is that they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine.
所以第一点是他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
What does it mean steadfastly?
这边是怎么什么意思？恒心遵守的意思是什么？
Sometimes people think about steadfastly in the apostles'teaching meaning or come every Saturday
可能有些人觉得恒心遵守使徒的教训意思就是我每个星期六来到教会
I go to Bible study
去参加查经聚会
okay. That's steadfastly you know, in the apostle teaching
这就是恒心遵守使徒的教训
But in this verse also shows the spirit how they emphasize the word of God
所以这边还甚至进一步提到这个其中的精神就是我们要来遵守怎么样遵守神的话
How they emphasize 注重
他们是这边一节是怎么样来注重神的话语
And how persistent they are
是他们是如何的恒心遵守
Not just coming to service or Bible study But you know they emphasize the word of God They also read Bible at home daily
他们不仅仅是参加聚会参加查经而且他们在家里也是继续的查考圣经
Reading Bible is not like you know, I read a couple of weeks Okay, I stopped They steadfastly They continue steadfastly into it
查考圣经不是一个星期在做一就做只做个一两天做个一两次就够了而是每天都能够恒心的查考
And they really focus They really emphasize studying Bible and what to see what God is teaching them
所以他们非常的注重查考圣经能够明白神的话语
God's word has become the center of their lives
所以神的话语成为他们生活的重心
And Their desire is for the word of God.
他们渴望神的话语。
So I know that there are some people, not just coming to service, but they really want to hear more of the word of God. They borrow some CDs, you know, some people copy and distribute it. They took it home and listened to it.
所以有些人不仅仅是来到教会聆听崇拜聚会，而且呢，还把聚会的录音 CD 带回家去继续听。
So we need to also help others, you know, to emphasize the word of God.
所以我们要来彼此帮助，来能够强调神的话语的重要。
I know some people went to Taiwan quite often. You know, if you have some good teachings and testimonies, feel, you know, go to them and ask them if they have any, and make copies and bring it back and share with all of us.
如果我知道，可能很多人都会常常回到台湾。如果你在台湾能够听到许多很美好的见证或是讲章的话，都能够尽量把它带回来，能够让我们彼此分享。
So this is the first part, you know, the thing that they do, the attitude.
所以这个就是
that they have.
这就是他们所拥有的态度。
Okay. Let's talk about the second thing that they did.
我们再来看第二个他们做的事情。
Is that they also continue steadfastly in fellowship.
他们彼此交接。
The fellowship, right, is connected to the continue steadfastly.
所以他们持续的彼此交接，也是他们团契。
They did not just once a while, but they really also emphasize on fellowship.
所以他们也不是久久一次，而是他们时常的彼此团契。
Sometimes people get mixed up between fellowship and also social gathering. 社交与团契。
他们有些人他会觉得就不是很清楚的。团契跟社交活动的差别。
What's the difference between fellowship and social gathering or social?
所以团契以及社交这两者之间有什么不一样？
In this world, social, you know, you go to a meeting, right? Or some kind of party or some kind of event.
所以我们谈到社交的时候，我们提就是比如说我们到一个 party 或是到一群跟参加一个社交活动。
And everybody's very polite. How are you?
就每个人就跟你问候，说跟你问好。
And then flatter some little bit that person.
然后呢，彼此阿谀奉承一番。
Hear what's new, the newest gossip.
然后有没有听到有什么新的八卦消息？
What happened? And people just talk about it.
那彼此谈论是非。
And then go home and just slander that person, gossip that person. Oh, that person is so hypocrite, so superficial.
然后回家之后就开始批评这个人，这个人是怎么样的虚伪。
So all the talk in the event, you know, in that place is all superficial hypocrisy.
所以在这个社交活动之间的所有的对话都是虚伪。
They don't talk sincerely.
他们并没有真诚的谈话。
Let's see how Bible defines it. Let's see how Bible defines fellowship.
那我们来看看圣经是怎么样定义团契。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1 verse 1.
我们来翻开约翰一书第一章第一节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 1.
我们来看约翰一书第一章第一节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 1 to 4 and then verse 6 to 7.
约翰一书第一章第一节到第四节以及第六节到第七节。
That which was from beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. Verse 2. The light was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you the eternal light which was with the Father and was manifested to us. Verse 3. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you,that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Verse 4.
第四节。
And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. Let's jump to verse 6.
第六节。
If we say that we have fellowship with Him, and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Verse 7.
第七节。
And if we walk in the light as He is in the light,We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from our sin. Here, verse 1 to verse 4, John mentioned that he's sharing with people what he has seen, what he has heard, what he has touched, what he has experienced.
所以 第一节到第四节，约翰提到他所见、他所听、他所体验到的东西。
And his purpose of sharing these things to us is so that we can have fellowship with him.
所以他这边来分享他的经验，所以能够我们能够来与他分享
啊，跟他团契。
我们能够，所以我们能够与他团契。
And his fellowship is with God.
所以团契是与他的是与神团契。
So if we get to hear what he said.And we can also fellowship with him and with God.
他所以我们从他所听见所所以我们听见他所说的，所以我们能够与他以及与神来团契。
And this kind of fellowship is in the light.
所以这样的团契是在光明中
的。And this kind of fellowship will make our joy to the full.
所以这样子的团契是能够使我们喜乐。
So this is really tell us how we should fellowship with each other.
所以这边告诉我们，我们应该要来如此如何彼此来团契。
So when we gather together,
所以我们聚在一起的时候
，Okay, is to speak the truth with love.
所以来说爱的真理，
好吧，用爱心说诚实话。
用爱心说诚实话。
To share with people when we come, to share with people what we have learned this week, you know, from God.
所以在这我们来，所以就来彼此分享，在这个星期之中，我们从神得到了什么样的话语。
What blessing we receive from God this week?
什么样的祝福是我们从神那边得来的
？And we talk to each other, and we'll be very, very happy.
所以我们彼此交谈的时候，我们感到喜乐。
But the problem is today, our problem is we come to each other, we have nothing to say with each other.
但是今天的问题是在于，我们今天来彼此见面的时候，我们没什么东西可以说。
How are you?
你好吗？
Okay, let's talk about worldly stuff.
那我们好吧，我们来谈论一些世俗的事情。
Recently, the stock market, I mean, the housing market is going down. The housing market is going down. We talk about worldly stuff.
所以就讨论一些事件的事情，比如说房市的价格。
How's the fighting in Afghanistan?
在有什么样的战争？
The sports, you know, who scored the highest, who won the game.
可能讨论运动谁赢的比赛。
Because nothing to talk about, because we, you know, throughout the whole week, we don't read Bible that often.
因为这一整个星期我们没有读任何，我们没有读圣经，所以我们没有神的话语。
So what are we going to say to people?
所以我们有什么东西能跟人家说
呢？We did not receive much grace from God. What are we going to say to people?
如果我们没有从神领受到任何恩典，我们要怎么样跟人家分享？
And sometimes people just bring newspaper, magazine to church.
有些人甚至就带杂志、带报纸到教会来。
Because.To some people, reading the news probably more interesting than to fellowship with people.
可能对有些人来说，读报章杂志可能比在教会与人团契还要有趣。
And sometimes I attended some of the Bible study.
有时候我参与一些团契聚会。
I'm sure that some workers also attend some of Bible study too.
我相信我们很多的工人也都参与许多的团契聚会。
Some of Bible study we attended, we found that there's some kind of problem in there.
当我们在参与这些查经聚会的时候，我们观察到了一些问题。
Because Bible study is also a type of fellowship.
因为查经聚会也是团契聚会的一种。
Sometimes I attend the Bible study. What happened was, the person right, had to speak from the beginning to the very end.
我常常注意到，就是这个查经的主领人常常要从头讲到尾。
Because the people doesn't want to share.
因为众人都不愿意分享。
Because they had nothing to share.
因为没有东西可以分享。
And There's sometimes the Bible study leader did not prepare.
有时候这个查经的主领人没有准备。
Sometimes go out of tangent and talk something else besides the Bible.
所以呢，就开始东讲西讲，就谈论一些圣经以外的东西。
And some of them just take out any reference book, like even other denomination, and don't discern whether it's right or wrong. Just grab it and just use it.
那可能就拿出了一本其他外教会写的注解书，那就开始也没有仔细看对错，就开始用了。
A lot of youth, right, attended the Bible study. I said, this is real boring, you know. Hear one person talk and nobody want nothing to share.
所以有些青年就会觉得参加查经聚会很无聊，因为只有一个人在讲话，其他人都不讲话。
And the person who always share also talk about the same thing.
然后呢，这个只有一个人讲话，而这个人就是永远都是讲一样的东西。
So.I don't think people like to go, and gradually people become less and less.
所以大家就不愿意去查经聚会，就人就越来越少。
And people start trying to figure out how to attract these people. Oh, let's have games, activity, swimming, fishing.
所以呢，人们呢就大家就开始把重心放在生活上的许多事情，比如说 休闲活动啦、休闲啊、运动啦，各式各样属世的东西。
So we really need to, you know, the fellowship is based on truth. We need to first, you know, pursue, emphasize the truth, you know, word of God. Then we have, we practice and we have experience. We can fellowship and share with people.
所以团契应该是建立在神的真理上面。所以我们团契的时候应该要。要述说神的话语，能够来分享神的话语。
You know, sometimes I talk to some believers. Some believers, just whenever I talk to that person, it just gave me a great joy.
所以有些我有时候会跟一些信徒谈话，就会觉得跟他谈话，我会觉得很快乐。
Because I feel like, you know, we have the same goal, same mentality, we can communicate.
我们会觉得我们有一样的目标，有一样的心智，所以我们可以很快乐的来谈论。
There was a sister in Canoga Park.
有一个在肯诺加教会有一个这样的状况。
The sister is very quiet, but also very, very devout.
有一个姐妹，她很安静，但是她也很热诚。
And whenever she say things, she was filled with thanksgiving and filled with joy.
当她分享她说话的时候，总是充满着喜乐。
And I can feel it. She thanked God from the bottom of her heart.
我们可以感受到他真的是打从心里面真的很真诚的能够来赞
美神。Sometimes she knew maybe from she heard from others that I encountered some problem.
当这位姐妹有时候听到别的同龄们遇到了一些困难
，No, she heard from others that I encountered some problems.
当她听到有些人她听到说我有些问题的时候
she would use what she had encountered through, right?To encourage me and tell me her testimony, or to share with me.
所以他会用他自己个人的经验来跟我分享，来跟我勉励。
And you know, when I heard it, it was very practical. I was very touched. Hey, God really is alive. God's living.
所以当我听到的时候，我感到非常实用，非常感动。我可以感受到神是真的活的神。
And then encourage me, continue steadfastly.
所以我能够受到感动，能够继续坚持下去。
So these are kind of things that we're supposed to share with people.
所以这个就是我们应该要来彼此分享。
But sometimes we don't share that kind of thing in our family.
但是我们甚至不愿意将这样的东西与我们的家人分享。
We sometimes are very critical about others.
我们有时候对其他人总是充满着批评。
Sometimes we come back home, come back from church.
有时候我们从教会回家的时候
we tell our children, this person has problem, that person has shortcoming, and this and that.
我们可能会告诉我们的小孩说：“啊，这个人怎么样？那个人有什么问题？”
And then, you know, we despise them in our heart.
我们从心里面看不起他们。
And really, this one family just did that.
真的，其实我真的有遇过有一个家庭，真的是做这样的事。
And what happened to the children?
所以这个小孩子结果怎么样
？One day, the parents came to the pastor.
所以有一天，这个家长来到传道人面前。
Said, "Pastor, please come to talk to my children."
所以这个家长告诉传道人说：“传道人啊，请跟我的小孩跟他说讲几句话。”
The pastor said, "What's the problem?"
所以这个传道人就问说：“发生了什么事？”
The parents say, "My children doesn't want to come to church."
这个小孩说：“这个家长说我的小孩他不愿意到教会来。”
So the pastor went to talk to children.
所以这个传道人就去跟这个小孩子跟他讲话。
He figured out that the reason the children did not want to come to the church is because, you know, the parents were bad mouthing every single person, every believer in the church.
所以这个传道人去跟这个小孩跟他对话之后，发现这个小孩因为这个家长呢，每次回到家以后，总是跟这些小孩说，这个教会里面的每一个人是怎
么样。There is not one worker that person did not criticize.
所以这个家长总是在对着小孩去批评教会里面的所有人，
所有工人， yeah.
所有的工人。
And the kids say, "What should I listen to that person? What should I listen to that person? That person no good. That person no good. Nobody's good. All hypocrites."
所以这个小孩就觉得，这教会里面所有的工人都是虚伪的。
So why should I come to church?
所以为什么我要来教会呢
？So sometimes I see that people, I don't know. We need to repent and change. Sometimes people have this evil heart.
所以我们真的是需要来悔改来的。
Not that really people are evil, but sometimes it's we always think people are evil or bad.
我们常常就是把人把其他人就是想得非常的不好。
Let me give you an analogy.
有一个比喻就这样子。
Some people came late.
那有一个人他迟到了。
There's two reactions to it. There's two reactions.
通常会有两种反应。
This person become cold in faith.
这个人可能信心冷落了。
Or the other person may think, oh, maybe something happened to them.
另外一个人可能就想，可能这个人发生了什么事。
Okay. Some people ask, oh, what happened to you? How come you're late?
所以可能就会有人问他说，为什么你迟到了呢？
Oh, my daughter is sick, so this morning I had to take care of my daughter.
因为他就说，那我的女儿今天早上生病了，所以我要照顾她。
And this is also two reactions.
那可能这时候会有两种，又会有两种反应。
I see, God's punish you.
我明白了，神在惩罚你。
Because you have sinned.
因为你犯了罪。
I know what you sinned. Last week you do certain things. You offended me.
我知道你犯了什么罪，因为你上礼拜做了些什么事情。
Okay. People think like that. The other person said in their heart, oh, they heard it, they feel sad for them, and then you know.Quietly, they pray for them.
可能，但是会有另外一个人这样想，哦，他可能有困难了，所以我们要帮他来代祷。
Okay. So sometimes we see some events and we just talk bad about that person.
所以有时候我们常常就会有这种状况，有的人就会在背后说他坏话。
That is not fellowship.
这个不是团契。
That is harming us and harming our children, harming other people around us.
所以这个只会伤害我们，伤害我们的子女，伤害我们
周围的人。
因为我们有不好的心态。
So, in fellowship, we speak the truth in love.
所以在团契聚会的时候，我们凭爱心说诚实话。
No hypocrisy.
没有虚伪的话语。
If that person has a problem, go to that person and tell them.
所以如果这个人他有问题，那就去对他说。
But in love.
但是是凭着爱心。
Don't go back home and talk bad.
所以不要到那个人面前，就是说用很坏的话语。
Okay, this is the fellowship, and this will edify the church.
所以我们是要团契，能够来造就教会。
Edify our children, people around us.
能够造就我们的子女，能够造就我们周遭的人。
Let's talk about the third thing that they did.
我们来看他们第三件所做的事情。
Acts chapter 2.
那使徒行传第二章
verse 42, the third section is in breaking of the bread.
42节的第三个部分，拨饼。
Usually we think of this breaking of bread. Some people think about Holy Communion.
当我们提到拨饼的时候，我们通常就想到的就是圣餐礼。
But does that mean that every day they break bread, or every day they hold communion?
这边意思是说他们每天都办圣餐礼吗
？No, it's not.
并不是这样子。
If you look at verse 47,
我们来看第47节。
It also mentioned breaking bread from house to house.
这边也提到他们能够。并且在家中拨饼。
Okay. And also they ate their food. So, you know, it's not just eat little bread in Holy Communion. It's eating their food. So this breaking bread is meaning it's like dinner time. People eat together.
所以这边的拨饼 并不是只是指的是圣餐礼，而是他们日常的晚餐，他们一起用餐。
And these people emphasize eating together.
所以他们强调要一起用餐。
Why eating together?
为什么要一起吃饭呢？
Besides eating food, eating together is a type of social, how social with the people we love, we care.
所以吃饭不仅仅只是就是吃东西，而是利用这个机会能够来彼此交通。
Usually people like to eat food with good friends, right? They don't like to eat food with enemies. Let me speak a little louder. People usually like to eat food.With the good friends, right? People they like, not people they don't like.
所以我们一般来说，我们吃饭的时候，我们比较喜欢跟我们的朋友、跟我们喜欢的人一起吃饭，而不是跟我们讨厌的人吃饭。
And you know, there are some families they have such a eating together.
所以有些家庭他们总是在一起吃饭。
I heard that in some family on Saturday night, all the children with their spouses and grandchildren, right? Their children go to grandfather's house.And on Saturday night, have a meal together.
所以我知道有些家庭，比如说在星期六晚上，就是可能就父母带着小孩到祖父母家来，全家人来一起用晚餐。
And really, the parents are very happy, you know, able to see all the children, also daughters, and also daughter-in-law or sons-in-law.
所以这些父母们就会很高兴，能够看到许许多多子女们在一起。
And of course, brothers and sisters see each other, they feel with joy too, able to care for each other, to see how they're doing.And encourage each other.
所以当在吃饭的时候，如果大家能够彼此交通，能够彼此关怀，能够彼此帮忙。
And so through eating together, people become united because they care for each other.
因为他们大家一起吃饭的时候，他们彼此交通能够更加的联合。
They get to know each other better.
他们能够了解，更加了解对方。
And so they become united.
所以他们能够更加的同心。
So imagine, you know, I know that some family, right? The husband got to go back to eat dinner with the wife.
所以我知道有些丈夫总是一定会回家跟妻子一起。
And the wife also say, children need to come back to eat too.
所以这个妻子也会对小孩说：“你们一定要回家来吃饭。”
That is a very good habit.
这是一个非常好的习惯。
Because family will feel like a family.
像家一个家才会有家的感觉。
Or else, imagine the husband want to earn more money.
如果我们想看看，如果一个丈夫他为了赚更多的钱
say I'm not going back to eat dinner.
所以我不要回家吃晚餐。
And the wife say, you know what? I want to go shopping and have fun.
这个妻子说：“我要出去购物，我要有更多的乐趣。”
And the children say, please don't come back.I want to play my video game.
所以这个小孩就说：“你们不要回来，我要在家里打电动。”
If I hungry, I just get the instant noodle.
所以我只要吃泡面就好了。
And all people come back just to sleep, and in the morning everybody do their own things.
所以晚上很晚的时候，大家回来就各自去睡觉，然后早上的时候大家就各自去工作。
So is that a family?
这样像一个家庭吗
？No.
并不是
It's like a hotel.
就像一个旅馆
Everybody is stranger. You know, everybody just go there to sleep, and next day just people do their own things.
所以就像一个旅馆一样，每个人就是来到这个地方来睡一个晚上，然后隔天大家就又是各奔东西。
So very important when we come to church, please don't just leave right after service. Try to stay, get to know brother sister. People care about you too, right? And you also can care for others.
所以来到教会聚会的时候，聚会结束之后，不要马上离开，我们能够留下来，能够彼此交通，彼此关怀。
Okay. So that's what they do. They get to know each other.
他们为什么要这样做？就是能够来更加彼此认识。
Okay. And the last thing they do.
最后一件他们做的事情
is that in prayers, they continue steadfastly in prayers.
他们恒心遵守来，并且祷告。
What is steadfastly in prayer?
他们什么是恒心的祷告呢
？One time, one elder asked a little kid.One time, one elder asked a little kid.
有一次，有一个长老就跟一个小朋友说，
问
这个小朋友
，How many times do you pray a day?
你一天祷告多久呢
？And the kid said, three times a day.
那小朋友说，我一天祷告三次。
At first, elders thinking, oh, so good. You know, like a Daniel, pray three times a day.
哇，这长老就很感动。哇，这个小朋友就像但以理一样，一天祷告三次。
And The elder asked the kid, "So, what do you pray for?"
这个长老就问这个小朋友说：“那你祷告这些什么的时候？”
Oh, in the breakfast, I thank God. In the lunch, I thank God. In dinner, I thank God.
所以早餐的时候我谢饭感谢神，午餐我感谢神，晚餐我感谢神。
Is that continuing steadfastly in prayer?
这个是恒心的祷告吗
？I don't think so.
可能我觉得不是这样。
For adults, for kids maybe, but for adults, no.
对小孩来说可能可以，但是对成人来说绝对不是这样。
To continue steadfastly in prayer means really trusting God.
所以恒心的祷告是真的能够来相
信神。They don't give up in prayer. They continue to pray.
他们不住的恒常的祷告。
After they have learned the word of God, after they have fellowship with each other, eating with other people, they get to know other people's problem.
所以他们学习神的话语，他们彼此交接，他们彼此一起吃饭，彼此认识，他们知道彼此之间的问题。
It's not just talk, talk, talk. They actually kneel down and pray for these people.
他们并不仅仅只是彼此对话，而且他们之后还跪下来祷告。
They really pray as if they were they themselves.
他们为他人祷告，仿佛就像为自己祷告一样。
Yes, maybe I pray today, their problem is not resolved. I pray again for them.Tomorrow.
那么今天我帮他祷告，问题没办法解决。那么明天我再继续帮他祷告。
Because I care for them, I love them.
因为我们关怀他们，因为我们爱他们。
And when's a good time to do that? Usually after dinner.
那什么时候是一个理想的时间呢？通常是晚餐之后。
Because during dinner time we talk, we get to know each other's problem, and we kneel down together to ask God to help us.
所以在晚餐的时候呢，我们彼此对话，我们了解彼此之间的困难。所以在吃饭之后，我们能够来跪下祷告。
And this morning we have learned that through praying together, people develop a sense of unity.
所以在借由彼此带导，我们能够更加彼此联合。
And we feel like a family.
我们有家庭的感觉。
So these are the four things that they did.
所以这就是他们做的四件事情。
And these are the four things that we need to emphasize and follow their example, and we shall experience the seven blessings.
所以我们要来遵守，并且要来实行这四项教训，所以我们能够来接受到后面提到的七个祝福。
Let's sing him.
那我们来唱诗。
243.
243首。
243.
243首。
We have finished the first stage of Book of Acts.
我们结束了《使徒行传》的第一个部分。
First stage from Acts chapter 1 to chapter 2.
我们完成第一个部分就是《使徒行传》第一章到第二章。
The Book of Acts is a blueprint to ourselves and to the church how we should grow.
所以，《使徒行传》是一个对我们来说以及对教会来说来如何成长的一个蓝图。
Okay.And this is how we should revive our church and revive our family and revive ourselves.
所以这就是我们要来如何复兴教会，如何复兴我们的家庭，以及复兴我们自己。
In the future, if God will, we'll talk about Acts chapter 3 onward, the next stage.
所以接下来之后，我们会继续谈论到下一个阶段，就是在《使徒行传》第三章以及第四章。
If God will,
如果主、yeah. 若主愿意。
So, now we're going to kneel down to pray. If you have time, please also read Book of Acts and using the same method, think about how we what are the teaching, how we can apply to ourselves.
所以在我们在祷告之中也一起来思考如何将使徒行我们要记得来阅读使徒行传，并且将其中的教导应用在我们的生活中。
Let's kneel down, pray.
一起跪下祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Jesus Christ.